Ever since Ab Soul was 12 years old, he wanted to be a famous rapper. He wanted fame and recognition so badly, he was willing to do anything to make it. He pursued his dreams until he got his foot in the door. But when he got his foot in the door was when he realized that making it to the top wasn't going to be easy. Instead of giving up and quitting his dreams, he decided he was going to do anything to make it. Ab Soul gave it all he got, and in the end, he never achieved the success he so desperately wanted. Instead, he watched his dear friend become the star he always wanted to be. All he was left with at the end was knowing that he gave up everything for it, but never achieved it. Being left without tasting the success he dreamed of, losing his soul, and almost losing his life. Ab Soul's life is a story of a lost soul, and today, I will tell you exactly how he lost his soul. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about how Ab Soul was sacrificed by TDE for Kendrick Lamar. Let's get right into it. Have you ever wanted something so bad you were willing to do anything for it? You were willing to fight and change if it came to it, even sell your soul to have it? I hope you answered that question with a no, but for those who said yes, take this story as a warning, as God tells us himself that nothing in this world is worth more than your everlasting soul. Hollywood is the place where souls go to die. People who imagine themselves having the world in their hands only to realize the price for their dream is much more expensive than they can afford. That's exactly what Ab Soul learned the hard way on his journey to make it as a rap superstar, a journey that nearly cost him everything and left him with nothing. Let's start this story at the very beginning. Herbert Anthony Stevens, aka Ab Soul, was born February 23, 1987 in Los Angeles. He lived with his father, who was in the military, stationed in Korea, until his parents split at the age of 4. When his parents split, he ended up back in the United States, living with his grandma in Carson, California. At the age of 10, he contracted Steven Johnson syndrome, which caused him to be hospitalized and is the origin of his signature dark lips and light-sensitive eyes that forces him to always wear shades. This led to him often getting bullied because of his condition, but he didn't let this stop his confidence, as by 12, he had already decided he wanted to become a famous rapper. See, music was always a part of his childhood, as his family owned a record store that he was always in. He ended up writing his first song at the age of 12 to a Twista beat for the song Emotions. By the time he graduated high school, he decided that he was going to give his music dreams his all, not knowing what this would end up costing him in the end. For the next few years, Ab Soul would work on making songs and trying to get signed, which didn't take long. After recording his first song in 2002, by 2005, he was already signed to an independent record label called Street Beat Entertainment. While on this label is where he would end up meeting his future boss, TDE Punch, with Ab Soul claiming Punch saw his full potential and gave him an opportunity. By 2007, Ab Soul was one step closer to making his dreams a reality, as he would end up signing to TDE, an upcoming Cali label that would end up signing the massive star Kendrick Lamar. Ab Soul is associated with this label to this very day. He would immediately get to work on making music to put out under TDE with moderate success, something that would become normal for Ab Soul. By 2009, Ab Soul will end up forming the rap collective Black Hippie with fellow label mate Schoolboy Q and Kendrick Lamar, a rap group that would become well-loved by fans of the artist. Little did Ab Soul know that soon his dreams would be stolen by one of the rappers in that very group. By 2012, Kendrick Lamar exploded in popularity, eventually becoming one of the biggest rappers in the world. Today, he's possibly considered the biggest rapper in the world after recently beating Drake in the beef of the century. Now, he's set to perform at this year's Super Bowl halftime show. While Kendrick exceeded, Ab Soul was forced to watch him from the sidelines, something that Ab Soul did everything possible not to be his outcome. This hunger for more fed his drive to keep on trying to become the star that Kendrick Lamar was, and this took him to a wicked place that he was never able to come back from. See, in 2012, while Kendrick was reaching new heights in the music industry, Ab Soul was dealing with a tragedy, as his longtime girlfriend, Lori Joe, had done the unthinkable. Lori was not only Ab Soul's girlfriend, but she was also a fellow artist signed to TDE, having songs with the entire Black Hippie crew, including Kendrick Lamar. In a mysterious turn of events, Alori took herself out by leaping off a radio tower in Compton, California. She was only 25 years old. This loss deeply affected Absol, who felt he had sacrificed a part of himself by losing her. But still, he kept on his dreams of trying to be a star, something that only kept on becoming more and more true for Kendrick Lamar. On March 15, 2015, Kendrick Lamar dropped his critically acclaimed Billboard chart-topping album, To Pimp a Butterfly. The album was a massive hit, selling 324,000 copies first week and eventually going platinum. All this success led to Kendrick being nominated for a total of 11 Grammy Awards, winning 5 of those nominations. Unfortunately for Absol, he wasn't nominated at all that day and had to watch Kendrick's victory from the sideline, as his old groupmate and label mate swept the Grammys, taking home 5 awards. Kendrick was being praised by all of Hollywood as one of the best rappers in the world, while Absol had to live in his shadows. This is the moment Absol knew that if he wanted what Kendrick had, he was going to have to do something drastic. He was going to have to sell his soul to the devil in order to have it all. In 2016, Absol decided that in order to gain the whole world, he would have to first sell his soul. This is exactly what he did when he decided to involve himself in the world of the occult, hoping to reach new levels of success. After the Grammys in February 2016, a couple months later, Absol ended up dropping his album Do What Thou Wilt, an occult-themed album that was influenced by one of the sickest occultists to ever live, Aleister Crowley. The man who called himself Baphomet, or the wickedest man alive. This was Absol's ultimate attempt at going mainstream, him telling Hollywood he was willing to show his occult ties. The album was named after Aleister Crowley's creo, Do What Thou Wilt, which was the core principle and phrase for his occult sex religion known as Thelema. Thelema is an occult religion that many celebrities and artists subliminally show their alliance to. Absol didn't do this subliminally though, he did this out in the open, admitting that he was inspired by occult principles of Thelema, which by most people would be considered Satanism. As even though Crowley didn't consider himself a Satanist per se, his religion openly worshipped deities like the Egyptian god Horus, Baphomet, and the Babylon Woman, or as Crowley called her, the Scarlet Woman. Absol put many of the core ideas taught by Aleister Crowley and his religion into this album. For instance, in Thelema, they say, love is the law, love under will, which we hear Absol repeat throughout his song called The Law. In the hook of the song, he raps, love is the law, love is the only law, clearly referring to Crowley's love is the law, love under will. He also raps in the first verse of the song, they spoke of us in Cairo, quit some time ago. How these atom minds adapt to this is incredible. They love to go to sleep, but hate to be awake. Treat the eye of Horus as if it's just a symbol. Unattainable, they read the wrong rites. Also rapping in the second verse, I know you a modest scarlet woman, like to say you everything but nothing, but you're nothing but my everything. These lyrics were full of Crowley's teachings. Like I mentioned earlier, Crowley taught about the Scarlet Woman, which Absol raps about. He rapped about the ancient Egyptian god Horus, who Crowley claimed was his god. Crowley claimed that Horus came to him in a vision and possessed him, using him to write the Bible of his religion called the Book of the Law. This song was full of references to Crowley's occult teachings, just like his song Threatening Nature, in which not only does Absol compare himself to Christ and calls himself a god, but he also admits that the devil is after him and compares himself to Crowley. In the intro of the song, Absol raps, look, it go 1, 2, 3, turn up, the devil's after me, little louder, hallelujah, 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 I'm more than a man. This bar aligns with the teachings of Aleister Crowley, who taught his followers who were a part of his religion that they were their own god, in charge of their own will and fate. This is what Absol was referring to with these lyrics. In the next part of the song, he goes on to compare himself to Aleister Crowley, rapping, do what thou wilt, and also rapping, but it's 10 times hard enough alone fighting temptation. Face facts, still wicked as Aleister Crowley. Absol eventually ended up doing a few interviews for press for the album, where he was seen praising Crowley and trying to defend his decision of making a full album dedicated to Aleister Crowley.
And Mr. Crowley has been instrumental throughout music for before I was born, you know what I mean? Led Zeppelin, Beatles, there's a lot of great artists that, you know, are the building blocks for even hip hop. Me understanding that, you know what I mean, and you know, digging into his story and, you know, understanding why he's been so, you know, relevant and, you know, influential in music culture, you know, I think it was important for me to, you know, reinstill that. If you didn't know that, if you missed that part, you know, if you missed that part of the culture of music in general, it's beyond hip hop, but just music in general, he's had a big influence on the culture. At first sight, he's the wickedest man alive, right? That's what he's a very wicked man. But if you dig into the poetry and you read between the lines of his poetry, you know, you dig into his story, a lot of the things will make more sense to you. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it made a lot of sense with me. A lot of the things that he discusses resonates with me. I just want to leave you with this. My album is called Do What Thou Wilt, and it's based off, it's influenced by Crowley's The Book of the Law. Love, Thelema. Yeah. Love is the law. Love is the only law. Love under will. The law is for all. If you read the Christian Bible, that's the only commandment that Jesus left.
Discovered the name of the album was the saying, Do What Thou Wilt.
Wilt.
Which brought me to Aleister Crowley.
Correct.
You know who Aleister Crowley is.
Absolutely.
Right? And he was a magician, a poet, and he was also linked to Satanism.
Yeah.
In many ways. And so what made you decide, what does that mean to you? What made you decide to name your project that?
Well, you know what? You're the first one to bring up the Satanism, and I'm so glad that you did, because you know it's all church with me.
Yeah, yeah.
Know that. So Do What Thou Wilt immediately sounds like, you know, free will. Aleister Crowley has been influential throughout music and entertainment and ideology and philosophy. The album is based on that quote, Do What Thou Wilt, which is in the book, one of his books, The Book of the Law. Mm. And love is the law. Love is the only law. I respect that because, you know, my main thing is ain't nothing wrong with a righteous man, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I really admire this guy.
Is this going to be the breakthrough, Johnny?
Well, I mean, but, you know.
Well, see, what he's saying is, are you signing your name on the dotted line?
Are
you signing your soul away?
Oh.
No, yeah, that's what he's saying.
Are you in the Illuminati app?
I mean, what you think?
I know, but
as you heard for yourself, Absol was praising Crowley and claiming that his teachings were good, which surprised anyone who knows what Aleister Crowley was truly up to. This was Absol's attempt at crossing over into the mainstream, his attempt at making it big, like his label mate Kendrick Lamar. But even after selling his soul and literally worshiping pagan gods in Baphomet, his career didn't make it to the next level, still falling short of becoming the rap superstar he wanted to be, the rap superstar he watched Kendrick Lamar become. This seems to start eating at Absol, who considered himself to be the best rapper alive, better than anyone out. Even though he saw it like this, no one else did, no matter how many albums he dropped. No matter how lyrical he was still living in the shadows of TDE's golden child, Kendrick Lamar. It was almost like his success was sacrificed for the success of Kendrick. As the bigger Kendrick became, the farther away Absol stole away from reaching him. Absol realized that all the attention in TDE was going directly to Kendrick Lamar, as naturally he was the star. This devastated him and destroyed them from the inside, and it eventually got to the point where he just couldn't take it anymore. Exactly 6 years after he dropped his album Do What Thou Wilt, Absol attempted to take himself out by leaping off a highway overpass. He only managed to survive when he ended up landing on a vehicle that broke his fall. This happened exactly 10 years after his former girlfriend, Olori Joe, took herself out in similar fashion. It had appeared that Absol had reached his boiling point, realizing that the years were passing and his dream was only drifting further and further away. It was setting in that he had lost the love of his life and even his soul, but it still wasn't enough for him to achieve his dreams. Absol spoke about why he tried to take himself out during an interview with Charlamagne, where he tries to blame it all on his addictions and not thinking clearly. But throughout the interview, moments of his displeasure with the outcome of his career were shown. Moments when the truth seems to unknowingly spill out as he tries to explain it all away. In one part of the interview, he stated how he wants the money, complaining about how all of his plaques say Kendrick Lamar on them.
A million times.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get money.
I was there.
Yeah. I'm trying to, look, let me be clear, because I'm not playing with you. Listen, I'm a black man, an American man. I need ownership. I need financial stability. I need financial freedom. I want to build a legacy. I want those things for mm-hmm. my family, for my kids, you know, for, you get what I'm saying? Like, I want to leave something here that's mine. Like, I lived out my dream. Somebody didn't call me the best rapper ever. That'll never see me in real life, probably. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's happened a million times. What now? I'm in it. I want to give me get a Grammy, man. All my plaques say Kendrick Lamar on them. All my plaques say Kendrick Lamar on them.
But I would think watching the success.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. As you heard for yourself, Absol complains about all his plaques, saying Kendrick Lamar's names are on all of them, clearly pointing out the fact that he was tired of living in K-Dot's shadow, tired of watching him live the dream that he felt he deserved. He stated that he wants the money, not just the mediocre recognition. He wants to be at the top. He wants a Grammy. He wants all of what Kendrick has. Absol gave this interview a few months after he tried to take himself out, clearly reflecting what he felt and what led him to do it. Absol wanted the fame, money, and power that came with being a rap superstar. He embarked on a journey to achieve this goal that cost him his love of his life, his eternal soul, and eventually almost took his life too, leaving him with nothing but the regret of not making it that he has to now live with. The music industry isn't a place for those that are blessed by God, but a place where your soul is required for success, and sometimes it still isn't enough, as was the case for Absol, who is now just a story of a lost soul. I recommend that whatever you want in life, you pursue it, but through God, asking God to guide you in the right direction. If your dream aligns with God's will, then He will ensure you achieve it without having to sell your soul or become someone you're not. God is truly the only way, not to only eternal salvation, but to worldly salvation as well, as following His guidance will always keep you on the right path. Something I wanted to say before I end this video was that I don't think Absol was the only one who turned to the worship of Aleister Crowley and Thelema in TDE. In fact, I believe everyone in TDE are occultists who follow Aleister Crowley. That goes for SZA, Schoolboy Q, and even the golden child of TDE, Kendrick Lamar. In fact, Kendrick's latest album seems to prove that, as Kendrick continues his long-running theme of presenting himself as a god, just like Absol did. If you guys would like me to make a full video about this, comment Kendrick Lamar below. I will only cover this if enough of you guys want to see it. I know many of you feel like Kendrick is against the industry while being in the industry, but you might not see him that way if you see the things that I need to point out. So if you want to see that, let me know in the comments. I pray that Absol turns back to God and He forgives him and heals his heart. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. But before you guys go, I would like to kindly ask you guys to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so others who need to see this get a chance. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.